Red Film Radio.
Joining us at this time is director Tuija Halttunen. She will be talking with us about her new documentary, How to Kill a Cloud. Tuija, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Hi, Matt. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here. We're going to be talking about How to Kill a Cloud, screening at CPH Docs. Would you be able to maybe introduce it for our listeners who are not familiar with it, and then we'll begin to dissect it a little more?
Yeah. It's basically a documentary, feature documentary about a Finnish scientist woman who gets a $1.5 million grant from Arab Emirates to make it rain on their desert. That's the kind of the story we follow. But the film has many layers. It deals with ethics and ambition and have an abstract level. So,
And we'll definitely try to talk as much about all of these aspects throughout this interview, because I'm super curious. But the simple follow-up question is, what was the starting point for you as far as this project is concerned, as far as this documentary is concerned?
Yeah. About 10 years ago, I read a book about clouds and I instantly fell in love with them. And I thought, well, this is something I want to make a film about, the clouds, but I didn't have a kind of right angle to or POV. So it took some years. And then suddenly one day I heard an interview about or news about this woman who had got this grant. And I then figured out, well, this is the film I want to make. And soon we got the access. Very soon it was clear to me that this is more than just a film about clouds. So the ethical aspects kind of rose quite quickly after that.
There is something magical about clouds, isn't there?
Yeah. I absolutely do love them. They are so amazing.
And you seem to be inspired by them also just visually speaking. Some of the shots in this film, I feel I should say, are quite beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, me and my DOP Ville, we did quite a lot of pre-work when considering how to shoot this film and how to bring out the level of clouds in every image. So we tried to really keep them on, even in the inside, in a room, events or everywhere. So we had them in mind and we really paid attention to that level in the film.
Yeah, quite picturesque. So you said that you have had a long-standing fascination with clouds. Have you also always been interested in science?
Well, yeah, kind of, but not professionally. This is the first documentary that is related to science that I make. And I want to kind of emphasize that this is, for me, this is not a science film. I don't know how to make a science film. This is more a film of human choices for me.
And the bureaucracy behind science to some extent.
Yeah. True, that is very important for me. Like how it affects people, or not so much of the content of the science, but the kind of how it affects and on states and nations and humans and so on. That is what interests me. But yes, I'm interested in science.
And you mentioned the ethical dilemma of scientific research.
Yeah.
What is this dilemma that you talk about in this film?
Maybe it is there are several things that made me also ponder my own profession as a filmmaker. First of all, what kind of rose my ethical antennas was the question, who pays the research and who does it benefit? If research is made and when it's made. Of course, it has a very nice parallel to our work as filmmakers also. And then maybe this is the biggest. Who does it benefit? Who benefits of our inventions in science? Maybe that's the biggest ethical. What worries me, or what kind of, this was a long journey. We made the film for about 5 years, so I had a lot of time to ponder these questions. So in the end, what worries me, or where I ended up, was that I realized that we people tend to use everything we invent. Later or sooner, they end up to be weapons or the means to control other people or other countries. And that is something that when it comes to atmosphere, it's it really worries me. So I thought, yeah.
So when you started the project, did you have any opinions or ideas about this weather manipulation concept? And did you feel like they evolved as you were working on the film?
In the beginning, I knew very little about it. I have to confess it. I only had read about clouds, and I had fell in love with clouds. I knew nothing about weather modification, but I learned in the way, and I really, really tried to study it a lot, so that I knew what I was telling in the film. The first thing that, if I remember, it was years ago, so it's very hard to remember what I first think, but I think in the beginning, my main concern was that who is capable of using these methods? Maybe that was the... And then when we filmed more, I realized that atmosphere is such a complex and chaotic system that even the best minds that work in that branch of science don't know yet how it affects when they do something there. So because it's so very chaotic and complex, they actually don't know what they cause when they do something there. So that's maybe that started to me worry a bit as well. Although I have to say, and I have to emphasize also this, that I don't think that these things should not be research, or the science shouldn't be there, because it's in our nature trying to understand the world around us. We all do it in a other way or some other way. So, but yeah. There are things that have to be taken in consideration and not let the ambition or things like that blind us.
Regarding filming in UAE, Tuya, was it difficult to film there, particularly some of the meetings and events that you filmed?
At first, it was quite taskful. It was very hard to get the access. I was very persistent. It took about a year to, and they didn't even answer my emails at first. But I have to admit that they respect our main character a lot there. She's a very high-leveled scientist, so it helped that she had given her access. So when we got the access, after we got the access, it was quite easy to film in the conferences and meetings and so on. Well, there were points when they said that now you have to leave, but very few. They let us to film quite freely inside the buildings, but filming altogether in UAE is very... There are many restrictions and rules, and it was very... We had a kind of a person to check out.
And did they understand what you were doing? What did you tell them you were filming?
I said we are following the journey of Hannele Korhonen.
Oh, okay. Generally speaking, we talked about your interest and fascination with clouds also is reflected in the style of the film and some of the picturesque shots. What about filming some of the landscapes in the UAE? Did you find it visually stimulating?
Yeah, true, of course. And the contrast between the built cities, the fabulous scientific sci-fi cities with those amazing skyscrapers, and then just a few kilometers outside the cities and you'll find these other kind of landscapes. And I really liked that contrast. It was, of course, very stimulating.
Yeah, because as people are researching about AI and other future technologies, you find yourself sometimes occasionally in the middle of the desert. It looks like a post-apocalyptic landscape. Yeah. It's really cool. You know, it's almost like, wait, careful, because things can go wrong.
if you
program something wrong, it could end up being pretty disastrous for the planet. And that was a really cool contrast, aside from the actual contrast of the texture of the sand and the clouds. It's really cool. So I think you talked about it earlier. Was it important for you to document the film from the perspective of a female scientist?
When I started to do the film, it was not my main concern that I should find a female protagonist. But when it happened, I was also, of course, happy, because I am a female and I think there should be more female protagonists. And she happened to be very clever, very, very intelligent. And of course, it was also lucky that she, in that field of science, she is one of the few in the middle of male dominant world. So it was, it of course is always more interesting film wise also.
But is there a discussion in the scientific world about the fact that there should be more women?
I don't know, actually. I think, of course, there are many, many female scientists also in many scientific branches. But I think in physics and probably when it comes to weather research, weather modification science, I think there are very few women.
Okay, Tuija, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt. It was very nice that you are interested in our film. It's very dear to us.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.